Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the New World Report with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. After the election, the President of the United States, Mr. Biden, will be in the Amazon forest, Manaus, the capital of the Amazon, as I understand. And then he will travel on to Lima, Peru, for the APEC meeting. The APEC meeting will also be attended, is the program, by Xi Jinping, the General Secretary of the Chinese Communist Party, who has much to say about the development of Peru and other parts of South America. I'm keen, however, on noting that the Amazon remains in a drought condition where said historically has not been seen for, I believe, 122 years. It might be worse now. But there's promise of the rainy season. I can't tell, because I'm fresh to these matters, whether we're looking at an unprecedented Amazon flow. Certainly the pictures are appalling of boats heaved up on the muddy bank and a creek coming through where there used to be a river, and the death of the creatures who live in that river and all of the people who depend upon it. Is this something that they've seen before, Professor, and the rainy season starts and makes up for it? Or is the president going to see a damaged Amazon that's not been seen by the natives?
Certainly, John, every year there are cycles in the Amazon. As you pointed out, we're moving out of the dry season, and the hope is within about a month back into the season where the rains return. And so you traditionally have always had some droughts. The issue is really the extent of the drought, and not only in Brazil and in the Brazilian Amazon, but really throughout the parts of the Amazon basin, that level of drought has been unprecedented. And as you point out, that's created any number of hardship, not only the effect on the ecosystem, but the effect on transportation, because so much of the ability to get products to market depend on rivers, and those rivers are literally no longer there. The ability to get to eat, from the fish who have been dying as the river levels have gone down. The contamination that has occurred, again, is you're beginning to run out of that, those clean flows of water. And so at a number of different levels, economic, health-wise, et cetera, it's had a major impact. And I think it's really a reminder of some of the type of things that extreme client events can produce, because it's not just that. We've seen it in the east of Bolivia as well. It's also translated because of dry brush into wildfires. Previously, we can remember you had wildfires in Chile and also a drought that decimated the crop in Argentina and destroyed their ability to what was really a major export. And so this really has continued to apply pressures. There are the cycles, but this is making those cycles worse, and thus creating just a rolling series of different social and economic pressures on the region.
So you anticipate the president will see a damaged Amazon basin when he travels to Manaus?
Well, and certainly the reason that environmentally sensitive Joe Biden is going to the Amazon rather than what was anticipated before, Brasilia, the administrative capital, is to highlight the damage to the Amazon and highlight the issues of climate change. And so what he'll be shown surely will be some of the worst things, and the purpose will be to create camera moments for the dissemination of that awareness to the rest of the world. But I suspect he will not be shown a representative piece of the Amazon, but he will be shown something that's intended to give a message about climate change to the rest of the world, the increased awareness.
It can educate the American people about what is to be done. I mentioned also he's to meet the president of Brazil, Lula da Silva, who we note is ill or in some fashion delimited by a fall in his shower, not attending bricks. Worries me, Professor. Does it worry you? Lula da Silva is not a young man, and falling in the shower is very dangerous.
It does, John. And I've known people who've had concussions, and brain injuries can affect people in ways that are difficult to say. We know far too little about the brain. But that shower, which apparently the fall, which was serious enough to prevent him from going to Kazan, Russia, to what was a very important meeting in BRICS. The question is, will we have really the same Lula da Silva going forward, even if he is not, you know, if he does not die, which apparently he won't. But, you know, will he be the same man going forward as he moves into really two very important events? The APEC summit and the G20 and the administration of Brazil going forward.
Professor Evan Ellis.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.